These had been harvested in 1951 from a tumor growing on the cervix of 31-year-old Henrietta Lacks, an African-American homemaker in Maryland, who would die of that cancer by before the year ended. Her eldest daughter, Elsie, simple or touched in the parlance of the time, likely epileptic, learning disabled, or possibly neurosyphilitic, would die at the hospital for the Negro insane in 1955 at 15 years old. All of the Lacks family struggled with poverty and health issues into adulthood. In 1973, 22 years after Henrietta died, her surviving family learned that her cells are still alive. In 1975, they learned that the cells had been commercialized. At this writing, there is still contention within the surviving Lacks clan about what role Henrietta's cells play. Henrietta Lacks was never made aware that cells from her cervical biopsy had been saved, bred, or used in research. Born Loretta Pleasant on August 1, 1920, Henrietta was the ninth child. Her mother died in childbirth with her tenth, and her father brought the children to his family home, where they were divided up amongst relatives. Henrietta, then age four, ended up with her grandparents in Clover, Virginia, where the Lacks had been farming tobacco since slave times. She grew up in the house,